The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We're going to do some of what our Father has been leading us for the past week. And we'll be praying and recovering and thinking about what is ours. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to open to go to the book of Job, chapter 5, verse 20. From 19 to 21. Job chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. Daddy shared with us on Tuesday, yesterday too, he shared with us.
And
today we're going to go down and do some justice on the topic. From six calamities, he will rescue you. In seven, no harm will touch you. In famine, he will deliver you from death. And in battle, from the stroke of the sword. You will be protected from the lash of the tongue, and need not fear when destruction comes. Okay, you're adding 22. So you will laugh at destruction and famine, and need not fear the wild animals. We are in a time and moment that the tongue has become very, very, very powerful. What people say about us goes further into either making us or making part of us or destroying other aspects of our lives. And some have lost various opportunities, they have lost blessings out of what people told them or out of what they heard. Some people were going to an issue some time ago. A gentleman came wanted to marry a lady, but because of what he heard a brother say about the lady, the marriage never come on. He didn't even go ahead to be proposed to the lady. Many years back, because of what he heard, so we have, it become a time that when people say something against you, it either go to either favor you when they say something about you, or go down to destroy you.
And he said, "It can be before one."
And we are in a world that it is not just being ruled by human, we are only ruled also by spirits, principalities. That is why when someone utters a word, when you utter a word, whether negative or positive, any power can take that word and operationalize that word.
Therefore,
we need to be careful in the words we utter to others. We need to be careful in what we say about somebody, whether it is true or not. Because it is about destinies. It is about destinies. It is about destinies. Because what you are saying will either bring the person's destiny down or will take the person up. From our background, there have been so many things that has happened, and we are having the consequences from our father and our mother's houses.
If he a chi, yem papa fi, yem mami fi, yem mami bebre ne si.
But thanks to God that in Job, God is telling us what? That we will not suffer. That whatever voice that raises against us, if we are able to deal with it, then we'll be able to overcome it.
Job
So therefore, it is because and counts on us that we should be able to deal with certain things, certain issues, whether they are for us or they are not for us. We should be able to deal with them.
It is sent me by. I said to me, "Bom money, send me some, send me this. Say, A and you, and A and you." I said to me, "Any need?"
So in 21,
okay, 80.
In 21, verse 21,
said,
you will be protected from the lash of the tongue.
I see your Bible by every in some money be a fitted
from the lash of the tongue. Why will God protect you? If it is good,
say, Papa,
why will God protect you? That means it is bad. And it goes and says, and need not fear when destruction comes, because the lash of the tongue can destroy you.
If
the lash of the tongue only gives the good side, God will not tell you that what? You'll be protected.
He
will not tell you that you'll be protected. He will not tell you that you will be protected. That is why God says, I will protect you. Those evil voices and wicked voices that speak against us. And speak to even our destiny helpers that this person do not help him. Tonight, this will be the first thing that we're going to talk today with. And we'll move on with the second aspect of it. Yesterday, we started dealing with what goes on within the earth. So, in Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 29 to 30. Jeremiah 22, 29 and 30. He said, oh, land. No, please, can I have a different version? Go to King James, or maybe give me the new King James, or I want the word earth, not land. Correct, thank you. Oh, earth, three times. Hear the word of the Lord. 30. There said the Lord, write this man childless. Hold on, we're going to do it. Say, oh, earth. Not human being. Not human being. Not powers. Not spirit. He said, oh, earth. This is what God was telling the people of Judah. Because of their disobedience, and these are the consequences that God was coming upon them. But I want us to take it so that we know that the earth has the power to hear. There is life in the earth. That is why sometimes you just throw maize across, you throw certain things across, and you don't even know before you realize that it has germinated. Because there is life on the earth. And when you go to our hometowns and the traditions and the poor libations,
yes.
There is life. So the earth is a witness to whatever goes on. So this is what he said. Write this man childless. One. Let the earth write this man childless. Number two.
You know,
a man who shall not prosper in his days. So, apart from the person being childless, he will not prosper in his days.
Three.
For none of his descendants shall prosper. So, it is not just about him. It is about his descendants. And he will not sitting on the throne of David and ruling anymore in Judah.
Now, Antna, David, I am going so now. Oh, near the so Judah, Gromo Subio.
No, don't go again. That is all. It ends of 30. Don't go to the next chapter.
Now,
I brought this verse so that we will know that the earth has power.
Now, on the way by Senebe, we say, as I said, I will to me.
So, when Daddy said he gave a direction for someone who was sent to stand on the earth, stand on the earth, and command it to go, he knew what he was talking about.
About
3 years ago, one of the famous ministers in Ghana, I don't want to, because when I mention, because he was on air, he is on air, and everybody knows
him.
A very powerful man of God. No, this man got paralyzed. He got paralyzed. He's an Assemblies of God man. He got paralyzed. And it got to a point that it became critical for the man to be on his 2 feet. So his friends from other churches, I mean, because he was on air and he works in the radio station, he has a lot of pastors, they all came around. That was the first time I saw that direction getting to the earth is very true. They had to make him stand up on his feet. And they commanded the sickness into the earth. And I tell you, before the prayer ended, the man was walking on his 2 feet.
And
I asked my pastor friend, who was a witness, I asked him, I never knew that what? You can command the earth to take out sickness for them to swallow. That means the earth swallowed whatever sickness was on this man of God, and the man was healed and totally healed today. So if God is giving this curse to these people of Judah, and you tell me that nobody can speak on the earth against you, this is the Lord God Almighty Himself. This is the Lord God Almighty Himself. This is the Lord God Almighty. How much more when someone speaks against you? Because the earth is a witness. Unless the person goes into the air in a plane and makes the declarations, the earth is a major witness to many things that happens on this earth. What I'm saying is, if something happens, if they stand on the land and they make declarations against you, and that thing happens to you, Go back to where you are, and if you are a spiritual minded person, ask the earth what happened, whether you not get the revelation of what happened over there. We are talking about spiritual things here. But thanks be to the blood of Jesus Christ. That the earth could not even hold the blood of Jesus Christ. Because when you read John chapter 19 from 33 to 35, John 19, 33 to 35, where the water and the blood hot went on the earth. And you read Matthew 27 from 50 to 54. Which gives account after Jesus has shouted. It tells you that when the blood got on the land, when the blood fell on the land, when the earth received the blood of Jesus, the earth could not stand the blood of Jesus, because it was so powerful to be able to absorb the blood of Jesus. It was so powerful to receive the blood of Jesus. That is why the earth quaked. There was an earthquake. For me, it tells me that whatever decree that someone makes on this earth against you, when the blood of Jesus comes in, it's able to revoke, it's able to overturn, it's able to reverse and make things happen good for your life.
Now see the obibai sebi awa sasi sechia obiano. Say yes, maja ni bemwa etimi edane no maye papa emawo.
Are we getting it? I'm explaining this so that when we pray, we have some few minutes to pray. We pray very shortly.
Oh,
and we pray with understanding. That this evening we are good. If you can touch the earth with your hand, fine, touch it. If you can move with your feet and touch the ground, touch it. And tell the earth that whatever that has been spoken anywhere, as I say, earth it is. Whether it was spoken in your village, whether it was spoken what? In America. So for us, it is the earth. It is the earth. It will respond to the blood of Jesus. Because in spiritual things, there is no distance.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to pray. Whatever thing that has been spoken anywhere, whatever that has been sown into the earth against us, whatever blessing that has been buried there, whatever that is ours that is not coming out, we are going to invoke the blood of Jesus. We are going to invoke the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that caused earthquake. The blood of Jesus that caused the rocks to split into two. And the graves were opened. Even dead bodies came to life. So that if every blessing of our world that has been hidden in the earth, whatever that has been sown there, that we will not experience it, the blood of Jesus will take it out for us. Because we can't go down, but the blood is already there.
Amen.
Because the blood is what? Already there. The blood is already there. The blood is already there. Begin to pray and thank God for the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and tell God, God, I thank you for the blood. I thank you for the blood.
Yes,
I thank you for the blood.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you for the blood.
We thank you for the blood.
I thank you for the blood.
We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for
the
blood.
Yes, so God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord. God, I am Baba Sanda Baba.
We thank you, Lord.
We
thank you,
Lord.
By the blood of Jesus.
We thank you, Baba da pe,
we thank you.
We thank you,
we thank you.
We thank you,
we thank you.
We thank you,
we thank you. We thank you, we thank you.
By the blood of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you,
Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you,
Lord. We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We Sakode baba da baba,
ekada
ya baba da baba,
ekote
da baba da baba,
rakaba da baba,
guria
kata da baba,
ya sata da baba,
ekotonde
baba da baba,
ya
baba da
baba,
ya solo, ya solo,
ah kata
da baba da baba, ya solo, Father, we thank you for the evening. We thank you for the
silver.
We thank you for the blood. We thank you, yes, O God. We thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord. 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 Yes, O God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Holy.
Search my heart. Search my heart. Anything in my heart. Anything in my heart. That will hinder my prayer. That will hinder my prayer. Father, flash it out. Anything in my heart. That will hinder my prayer. That will hinder my blessing. That will hinder me. That will distract me. Holy Spirit. Flash it out. 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 Begin to pray. Flash it out. Yes, O God. Flash it out. Flash it out. Yes, anything in my life. Anything in me. That will distract me. Yes, O God. Yes, Spirit of God. Flash it out. Yes, flash it out. Flash it out. Flash it out. Flash it out. Yes, O God. Yes, O
Lord.
Yes, O God. 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 Yes, O God
In Jesus' name, amen.
According to Job chapter 5 verse 19, say he would deliver me, say he shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea in 7 there shall no evil touch you. We're going to pray. But in 2024, any calamity, my Father in heaven, this year 2024, any calamity, any trouble that has been projected against my life, against my home, against my business, against my career, ahead of me, my Father in heaven, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. Deliver me.
Amen.
Begin to pray. Yes, O God. Any projection, any calamity, any trouble, any trap that has been set ahead, my Father in heaven, deliver me, Lord. Father, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. Yes, O God. Yes, O Lord. Any trouble that has been set ahead of me, any trouble that has been set ahead of me, any calamity that has been set ahead of me, my Father in heaven, deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Father, deliver me. This year 2024. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me. Yes, Lord. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Yes, Kaya Baba Dabi. Kaya Baba Dabi. Kaya Baba Dabi. Yes, Kaya Baba Dabi. My Father in heaven, deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord, from any trouble, any calamity, any calamity, any trouble that be protected against me, that be protected against me, against my life, against my life, in this year, against my business, against my job, against my finances, Yes, of all. Papa told you about it. Yes, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord. Yes, O God. Yes, Deliver me, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Verse 21.
Thou shalt hide me from the scourge of the tongue and shall not be afraid of destruction. We're going to pray that any tongue that has been set against our life, any evil tongue or lying tongue that has been set against our life to distract us. When the devil, when someone set his mouth or his tongue on you to distract you, I'm telling you, from January to December, the person will distract you. By the time we finish, the year has ended and you will not go anywhere.
My Father in heaven,
any evil tongue, any lying tongue that has been set, to distract me, to confuse me, that has been set against my destiny happens, against my life, by the blood of Jesus, I condemn it. 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 Condemn it by the blood of Jesus. Condemn it by the blood of Jesus. Yes, speak about the pain. Yes, so go. I condemn it by the blood. By the blood. By the blood of Jesus. Any evil tongue. Any evil tongue. Any lying tongue. Yes, so go. Any wicked tongue that have been set against my life. That have been set against my business, that has been set against my finances, to distract me, to distract me, to confuse me, to confuse me, to stand against me, against my destiny happen. Any evil thought that has risen against my life, I'm risen against my life, that has risen against my life, by the blood of Jesus, I condemn it, I condemn it, I condemn it, I condemn it. I condemn it. I condemn it. I condemn it.
Yes, oh God,
We're going to pray against wicked voices. Evil and lying voices. That speaks against us to our managers. That speaks against us to our partners. Sometimes for the married person, you don't know why your husband or your wife is behaving that way.
Sometimes
you don't know what is happening. There may be evil voices from our houses that are speaking. So you marry and you don't enjoy your business. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to pray that every evil voice, every wicked voice, that is speaking from our father's house, that is speaking from our mother's house, that is speaking from our environment against us, to anybody we work into, either husbands, wives, superiors, managers, we are going to silence that voice. They've had their few days in the years past. This year 2024, it will not continue. My Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven, any evil voice,
any evil voice,
any evil voice,
any evil voice,
any evil voice, wicked voices, wicked voices, lying voices, from my father's house, from my mother's house, that is working against me, that is speaking against me, that is speaking against me, to my partners.
To my partners,
my managers,
my
superiors, to my
helpers,
to my husbands, to my wife, by the blood of Jesus, I command that voice,
I command that voice,
be silenced now, 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 be silenced now,
Baba 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 ba
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to deal with evil voices in this house. Evil voices in the environment that are speaking against us. And the voices in the house that are speaking against the church. The voices in the house that are speaking against the members in the house. Amen.
Amen.
So we have one members to members, members against the church, and the environment against the church.
My Father in heaven, any evil voice, any wicked voice, lying voice that are speaking against the members of the church, that are speaking against this deliverance assemblies of God,
against this deliverance assemblies of God.
My Father in heaven,
any voice
that is speaking in this house against the members of this church,
any voice
in this church
that is speaking
against the members
of this church,
be silenced now. Be silenced by the blood. 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 Yes, be silenced now.
We're going to pray. Members in the church that are speaking against the church. As for this church here, it's not good,
though.
This is how they are. But yet, and people come and you send them away. But they are not leaving the church. They are in the church. They are not leaving the church. They are in the church. And they are sending people away. This year 2024. My Father in heaven.
My
Father in heaven.
Anybody.
Any power.
Any power.
In this deliverance assemblies of God. That is speaking.
That is speaking.
Against the church.
Against the
growth of the church.
Against the growth of the church.
That is speaking against the church. By blood and by fire.
By blood and by fire.
We silence that voice. We silence that voice. We silence
silence that voice. We 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 silence that voice. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Rakokoto Yababa. Yasaka Yaba. Ekana Yababa. Ekaba Yababa. Yaba. Esokoko Yaba. Ekata Yababa. Yataka Yababa. Yes, O Lord. Evil. Evil voices. Evil voices. Demonic voices. Redeem one voice. Yes, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Evil voices. In the church. In the church. Let us.
We silence them.
Yes, so God.
One prayer topic from the Jeremiah 22, 29, 30, and Jeremiah 22, 29, 30. We're going to declare on the earth. If you can touch it, fine. If you can't touch it, whatever, you can step on the earth and declare. Say, oh, earth, hear the word of the Lord. 30. That said the Lord, write this man down childless. This is the curse that God pronounced on Judah. A man who shall not prosper in his days, 2. For none of his descendants shall prosper, 3. Sitting on the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. It tells you that the earth can provoke curses against you. Amen. Amen. So we're going to pray. My Father in heaven. My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Anything.
Any
wicked thing.
Any
evil thing.
Of mine.
That has been planted. In the earth. To work against me. To work against me. To work against my business. To work against my job. To work against my finances. To work against my career. To work against me. By the blood. Of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I cancel it. I destroy it. I command the earth.
You
will not produce that.
You will not produce that.
Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Whatever that is, you can touch the floor. You can touch the earth. You can step on it. Command it, yes, Lord. That anything that has been spoken against me, whatever test that has been spoken against me, 2024. 2024, it will not hold, it will not stand. By the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, I negate, yes, to go. Whatever that has been said against me, I negate. Whatever that has been cast against me, I negate. Whatever has been declared on this earth, against my life, against my business, against my job, against my finances, by the blood,
by the blood, I defeat it, I cancel it, I refuse it, by the grace. Yes, so God, my Kayaba, yes,
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
No, I said, if any evil thing is spoken into the earth, spiritual law don't know boundaries. Wherever you go, in Ghana, in the U.S., so far as it is called earth, and you land there, it will work. Because when you fly in the plane will land. The plane will land. It will land on the earth. That is why we are praying. Amen.
Amen.
My Father in heaven,
any
wicked or evil declarations,
invocations,
incantations
that was made
on this earth, by blood and by fire, I revoke it, I cancel it, I reverse it. Begin to cancel it. Revoke it now. Cancel it. Yes, so God. Yes, I revoke it now. I cancel it. I revoke it now. I cancel it now. Yes, oh God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We take our last prayer topic. We're going to pray. As I give the topic in Matthew chapter 27 from 50 to 54. I said before we started, Matthew chapter 27 from 50 to 54. We are not going to read it. We've read it before. John chapter 19 from 33 to 35. Say, when the blood touched the ground and Jesus shouted, said, the earth could not hold the blood. There was an earthquake. The rock split.
Even
the curtains that was at the temple turned into two. The graves were opened. And those who were dead even came back to life. That is what it does. So we're going to declare it is the same earth. It is not a different earth. So we're going to counter everything that was done by the blood of Jesus. That whatever blessing of us that was hidden under the earth. Because the earth could not hold the blood of Jesus. And it had to give up whatever that is in. I command every blessing of mine there to come up. Whatever blessing and breakthrough of mine
that has been buried in the earth, command it to come up. My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Every blessing
of mine
that is hidden.
That is hidden.
That has been hidden.
That has been buried
in the air. In the air. Since the earth.
Because the earth
could not hold.
Could not hold
the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus,
yes,
and give up,
and give up,
and give up,
and give up.
Let the earth,
give up.
Give up,
give up,
give up,
give up.
Every blessing of mine,
every breakthrough of mine,
every blessing of mine,
whatever belongs to me,
let the earth
give it up. Let the earth give it up. Give it up now. Let the earth give it up. Let the earth give it up. Let the earth give it up. Command the earth to give it up. Whatever that is yours, whatever that belongs to you. Yes, so let the earth give it up. Give it up now. Yes, so command whatever. Any blessing that has been buried, any breakthrough that has been buried, whatever that is hidden under the earth, anywhere on the surface of the earth, command that earth, command that blessing, command that blessing, command that blessing, command that blessing, to give up now. Yes, so God, command the earth, command the earth, give up my blessing now, commit my blessing, commit my blessing, commit my blessing, commit my blessing, commit my blessing. 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 Commit my commit my marriage. To permit it now. We command the earth to permit it now. Yes, speak up about your mouth. God, go there by your mouth. Say your mouth. Eka kada yababa da bende by your mouth. Eka soko to de baba da yababa da yababa. Eka kaya baba da yababa da baba. Eka yababa da bende soko to yababa. Eka kada yababa sa yababa da bende. Eka kede ba zoro by your mouth. Eka kaya yababa da baba. Eka kada yababa zoro by your mouth. Yes, so go. Begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this evening. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the shift, Lord. We thank you for the shift, Lord. We thank you for the prayer. We thank you for the open door. We thank you for the blessing. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Elohim, we thank you. And God, we thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rasoko wa yababa. Yes, so Lord.
Blessed be your name,
Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, Father, for leading us this evening. We thank you for delivering us, O God, for taking us, yes, O God, and giving us what belongs to us, because the earth cannot hold our blessing. The earth cannot hold the blood of Jesus. That it cannot hold our blessing. It cannot hold our breakthrough. It cannot, yes, O God. And Father, we have taken what is rightfully ours. We've taken what is rightfully ours. Whatever is ours, Lord, we thank you for delivering it for us. We bless your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.